other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, what I want to do is get into the economy, the bizarre glitch on the London Stock Exchange, like one we saw last year with a 1,000-point drop. Clear manipulation going on there. I want to get into everything that's happening in Libya. I want to get into some good news. Virginia okays bill that will close most abortion clinics, moving in the right direction there. Thank God, and for all your prayers and action. I've got a lot to talk about here, but since we were just ending with it, maybe in the short segment talk about it. Bob Chapman, have you seen the Charlie Sheen firestorm?
I've heard about it, and I haven't read your, I heard your tape yet, because I've been so buried, but I do have it, and I will listen to it.
Well, bottom line, any way you slice it, it's bringing ultra-massive attention to this radio broadcast and what's going on in the New World Order. Hopefully good will end up coming out of it. I'm just worried about Charlie. What do you think of his, the creator of Two and a Half Men with the vanity cards, putting out public essays on TV at the end of the show, calling Charlie Sheen horrible names, and then behind the scenes, Charlie being told not to respond or he'd be fired?
Well, I've heard about that, and from what I understood this morning, that they had terminated the show.
Yes.
And
well, not terminated next season yet. They just had four episodes left.
Yeah. It sort of seems like the network is biting off its own tongue, I guess, to get back at Charlie. I can't understand why they would make such a foolish business decision. Maybe they want to try to destroy him. I don't know, but I don't think they're going to be able to do that. He's had, you know, a lot of problems all of his life. It's not easy being famous.
Hey, you live down in that area. Don't you know them?
Well, I know his father fairly well because we used to go to church all the time together. And we'd often talk before and after. And
man, let me tell you, I know Martin Sheen pretty darn good. That is a super real, centered, classy guy.
Well, he's very devout, and I think, I'm just guessing, I think that when he had the heart attack, I think it was either during or after the filming of Apocalypse Now, that I think it changed him dramatically. And you know, his thought processes and everything else. And, you know, we lived in Malibu for years, and it's really the fast lane, believe me. And it, I had two children that I brought up there, and it was very, very, very difficult. And I coached everything. I knew all the families and the kids and many, many, many famous people. And so I know how difficult it was. And even with all the efforts that I made in trying to protect the children, sometimes even from their parents, because in those days, during the 70s and 80s, there was a lot of drugs going on. And but I did a pretty good job of it. And very few of the kids get involved in it. And but it was quite an experience. And, you know, I didn't really realize that that's what, you know, was going to get into when I went there. In fact, as it turns out, altogether, I coached for about 35 years with children in different sports, particularly soccer, which I enjoyed very much. And it was much easier to coach than some of the other ones. But getting back to the network.
Absolutely. And stay there. Let's finish up with this, then get into what's happening geopolitically all over the world. On the other side with Bob Chapman of InternationalForecaster.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bob Chapman joins us every Friday. He's with the International Forecaster. Formerly worked in military intelligence, then became the biggest private silver and gold broker, had the largest private newsletter until he retired. Then he's come back in the last decade or so with the International Forecaster, widely read in almost every major country on the planet, subscribers everywhere. But he did live a long time in Malibu, knows Martin Sheen well. I know Martin Sheen well, Emilio Estevez, Charlie Sheen. Obviously, the biggest story in the country isn't Libya, though we've been covering that mainly, or is it the oil prices going up or any of this stuff happening? It's Charlie Sheen's interview yesterday where he was just not even trying to be as shocking as possible. I mean, he was just like completely wild and angry at Chuck Lorre and making a lot of jokes. And most of it, you know, he was being that's how he deals with it, is the humor. I know the humor side of Charlie, he'd also had some shenanigans go on the first night he got to the Bahamas that I'm not going to get into. So, and he'd taken a nap right before we got him on air, and it was wild. I don't know where it's going to go from here, but one good byproduct is that Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and the syndicated radio broadcast that covers absolutely vital information for mainline fluoride TV heads, they're now finding this information. They're now tuning in here right now. You got cut off by the break, Bob. We're going to move into the other things happening in the world. and we've said our piece on what's happened with Charlie. We all want to pray for him and his family, and that he continue to be clean, and that the show get back or whatever he wants happens, you know, dealing with that. It's his life. But you were trying to finish up with the network allowing Chuck Lorre, the creator, to put these vanity cards. Most people have like a little logo at the end of the show. He has an essay there saying Charlie's soulless and basically garbage, saying he's going to outlive Charlie. And then Charlie's told behind the scenes, you don't respond or we'll cancel the show. That just sounds like a bunch of Hollywood people on power trips thinking they can push him around. And I guess because he suppressed it in the last month, his anger at it, that it exploded on this show. And you were trying to finish up dealing with the network and your view on that, Bob Chapman.
Oh, I think they're just trying to get back at him, and it's going to cost them a lot of money. And it's foolish, willful, and Charlie is what he is, and they know that. And incidentally, he was a great baseball player when he was a kid. And I think they've made a bad mistake. Everybody makes mistakes, and they should have said, well, clean your act up and come back, and we'll get over this. But, no, they took an aggressive position, and they shouldn't have done that. You know, not everybody in life goes through life without having problems. And I don't think people can understand the tremendous pressure people in the movie industry are in, and some other industries as well. And you have to take that into account. I mean, everywhere you go, they say, oh, there's Charlie. Can I talk to you, Charlie? Or whatever. And that's pressure. Believe me. You know, their life isn't even their own. And so I think people should be easy on them. You know, we all have the potential of making mistakes. And I'll leave it at that.
That's a good place to leave it. Let he without sin cast the first stone. I was gauging it yesterday, and at a certain point I knew that we're getting into dangerous territory, but I could either shut the interview down because there wasn't going to be any stopping Charlie from what he was saying, and I didn't really know even what the outcome would be. It may be a good outcome, you know, that he is basically, he's told me privately and on air. He said, I'm tired of everybody telling me what to do, everybody suppressing me, the media exaggerating what I do, me always giving, and then being lied about. And he was outraged by Lorre being able to do this. And so basically, he just blew up on my show. And I mean, haven't we all blown up privately at home or at work ourselves and done some things? He just happened to do it here. And you have to ask, you know, is it justified for him to be angry at Lorre? And he's going through all this stress and is now detoxed. Can you imagine after a 7-month party, you know, he's been clean now for just about a month, what he feels like right now, Bob?
Well, emotionally, it's extremely difficult to handle because you got to consider what got him into the situation he was in the first place. And I saw lots of that, you know, going through life, particularly during the 60s, 70s, 80s when drugs were de rigueur or alcohol or whatever. And we still see a hangover from it. There was a tremendous loss of great people because of those episodes. And so, you know, cut the guy a little slack.
Now, shifting gears into the wider world, what's happening with commodities, gold, silver, the weird glitch on the London Stock Exchange suffered a second embarrassing system glitch. That's when they're manipulating things. We'll talk about that 1,000-point drop from last year, revisit that to tie it in. In a week on Friday, when UK share trading failed to start on time, angering clients keen on trades because of tension in Libya. And that's because they're doing manipulation behind the scenes before they launch it. Give us your take on that. Also, CNBC reporting, U.S. be the world's third largest economy from number one. What's happening in Libya? Medvedev, the president of Russia, saying this could go on for years and could drive up oil prices. NATO openly talking about now in a U.S.-NATO-led invasion of Libya and the type of weapons that Muammar Gaddafi has. Bob Chapman, you've got the floor for the next 6 minutes before we go to break. Give us your geopolitical view on all of this.
Well, I think in Libya, you've got, you're right back to a tribal situation. And, you know, most people overlook this, but you got it all over the world, not only in Africa, but you got it in Europe, and other places in the world. And, these are probably animosities that have been, below the surface for many years, and now, Mr. Gaddafi's under pressure to get out, and they're taking advantage of it. The Russians, they have a reason to gloat over this, because if oil prices are high, they make lots more money, and so you can understand in part where they might be coming from. And, no, I don't think that's going to go on for years and years. I think the changes will come about over the next couple of years in all of those countries, whatever is going to happen. And, having the NATO or UN or whoever it is go in to settle things in Libya, I really don't think that's a good idea. If people are trapped in there that are Americans or British or whatever, and they can't get out, sending people in, you know, your military in, might be a good idea. Sometimes he who hesitates is lost. And I think, you know, it's something that's on the table. And I'm sure that in Washington and the Pentagon, they're talking a great deal about it. And, you know, Gaddafi wants to stay. He wants to increase wages 150%, and which would be $400 a family or something like that. But this is ex post facto. The damage has been done. He's bombing and strafing his own people. I mean, these are not people who are engaged in warfare against him. These are people like you and I and our kids and grandkids, and he should have never done that. The guy's got to go. And spending the money that belongs to them to shut them up is not the right thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, he's been there 42 years. My issue is, how do we have 1,000 drones bombing people and saying they can kill 200 to get one bad guy, and that's acceptable, but then sit there and moralize? I mean, we can moralize on it because we're not doing it, but, you know, the globalists moralize about Gaddafi strafing people when that's exactly what the globalists do.
Well, you're right about that, and it's a very good point to bring up. It just shows you that the globalists are a bit as bad as Gaddafi is. Let that sink in, everybody.
Bob, where do you expect it to go in Libya?
Oh, I think you're going to see outside forces go in, probably the United States. And I think that part of this whole thing that has happened throughout the area, region we'll call it, is to keep things in political and social turmoil. And the reason for that is that sooner or later, the people behind the scenes will have the United States and perhaps probably Israel move against Iran. And they don't want any competition. And you can neutralize competition by having everybody upset with a new government or a new compromise government or a government in each country that's been cobbled together. And they're not going to be in a position, even if they're pro-Iranian or anti, to act in relation to something that happens in Iran. And the U.S. hasn't given up, nor Israel. They've not given up the hope that they can go in there and neutralize Iran. It's obvious that that's what they want to do. And this could be a stepping stone by having all of this unruliness going on where no one can go and aid Iran. And, you know, there are states that the Iranians don't like, such as Saudi Arabia. And and that enters into it as well. But I think it's going to go on for a while, several months probably. But I don't think it's going to last for years. I think the Russians are wrong. Although they're pretty good at counterintelligence, I know I worked against them.
But Bob, the globalist program, according to Brzezinski and others, is to have this go on for years. That's what Lindsey Williams is saying is planned, with a domino effect. But you're saying you don't see that happen. I want to throw out at you a few of the things that Lindsey Williams said that his sources told him. earlier this week and get your view on that. Then I want to talk about what's happening in the stock market, gold, silver, a lot more, where you see the world economy going. I'm Alex Jones.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
As we've been trudging on the wine spread, much too long, Babylon system is the vampire
sucking the children's blood. Bob Chapman is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., Lord willing. Bob, getting into what's happening in the stock markets, the merger or the takeover by the Germans and the EU or the New York Stock Exchange, Max Keiser says that so that they can engage in more behind-the-scenes fraud and manipulation and not get caught. London Stock Exchange hit by technical glitch. What's your view on all this going on?
Well, I think Max, first of all, is right about that. They were after the Germans were after the derivatives business because, quite frankly, I think they want to control it, but I think they want to clean it up as well. It's something that could bring down the whole financial system very easily. Also, I see the merging of these different exchanges as a ultimate move toward one eventual major exchange. And so I think that's where they're headed with this. The New York Stock Exchange, because of electronic trading, had become anachronistic, and the best part of it was the derivatives, and that's what they were after. As far as these non-openings, your take is right. They probably were making sure that they protected themselves before they opened the market up. Markets players in England are much closer to one another than they are in the United States. It's more of a fraternity than a competing situation. I did a lot of business in London over the years when I was a broker. In fact, it was one of the main places I did business for about 15 years until they had the Soweto riots in South Africa in August of 75. I knew from then on out there was going to be real trouble in South Africa, and so I switched over mostly to North American mining stocks. But the point is that, yes, those things happen. They do what they want to do. I mean, it's unbelievable. And, you know, you see the regulatory agencies do things from time to time, but they always seem to miss the big episodes, the things that happen that shouldn't happen among the major firms, both in England and Frankfurt, but more in the United States.
Let me just back up.
The SEC is totally unresponsive.
Let me just back up something you said earlier. We forget that Merkel went absolutely ape just last year and said it's the big private central banks. They are criminal. We've got to do something about them or they're going to bring down the entire financial system. So there's even infighting, and that really backs up what you're saying. The Germans have not been engaged in as much as this as the U.S., Britain, and others. And, you know, the Germans actually want to build an economy. They actually want to have factories. They want to have jobs. Why has Germany followed a different path, though they are the heart of the EU, than the deindustrialization campaign in England and the U.S.?
Well, I think the major reason is that it's a complex that they received after having been in World War II. And I lived in Germany for a long time, and I speak German. And not as good as I used to. And I really understand deeply the people in Germany as an outsider. And I lived all over Germany. And I think Merkel may have put her foot in her mouth when she said that. And then just recently, she said, well, Germany is going to save the euro no matter what. And then a couple of days later, the Chinese come in and bought some bonds from Greece, Portugal, and Spain. And then the Germans have devoted the largest part of the amount of money, which is about $1 trillion, to bail out the six countries that got problems. Well, they knew from the very beginning, and I wrote about it, that the bill was going to be $3 to $5 trillion. And so she says, well, we're going to save the Eurozone. Well, they just had an election last weekend, and her constituency, originally in the Hamburg area, the wealthiest area of Germany, that state had their elections. And the CDU, which is the Christian Democratic Union, which is her party, got bombed. Why did they get bombed? They don't want to give any more money to these people who they think lead a profligate life in those countries that are all in financial trouble.
And Bob? And well, we got to go to break, but you've been predicting the fall of the euro. Let's get your forecast all over the world for the next year when we come back. Then I want to get into Monsanto, gold and silver, a bunch of other issues with you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
About the state of the world. Obviously, things are heating up and getting crazier and crazier by the minute. Looking at gold, looking at silver, looking at other commodities, looking at mortgage gate that is continuing to explode. There's no doubt this debt black hole that the globalists have created is impossible to pay back. We don't owe it. Break down where we are currently in the economy. And then looking forward, your forecast for the euro, for the dollar, these moves towards dollar devaluation, commodities prices going up, food prices going up, spurring more rebellion worldwide. Bob, you've got the floor. Give us an analysis. Break it down for us.
Well, I think the dollar with the USDX, which is six other major currencies versus the dollar, and one of those is the euro. I think you're going to see the dollar go up and down, up when the stock market's up, or when things are going relatively good, at least for a short period of time, and then all of a sudden you'll have a problem, perhaps with Greece or Ireland or Portugal or whatever, and then the euro will go back down again, and that is the most heavily weighted in the USDX. It's around 57% of the total. And so it's going to be a up and down wobbly year, although I think the dollar will tend to be lower than it is and has been recently. As far as the U.S. economy is concerned, I was looking for 2 to 2.25% growth this year. They just come out with new figures for last year today. They said the economy grew 2.8%, and that included $2.5 trillion combination of stimulus and what the Federal Reserve made up out of thin air, which is $1.7 trillion of that. We're going through the same thing again, only I call it the law of diminishing returns. You throw money at things and it works, but the next time you do it, it doesn't work as well. And so we're going for 2.8% growth with all that stimulus of one form or another, down to 2 to 2.25. But we now have oil selling at much higher prices than it was previously. When I made that estimate, oil was selling for around $70. And so if we're going to persistently have problems in the Middle East, and let's say that oil for the next 6 months stays at $100 a barrel, or even for a year, it's going to cost the American taxpayer, the consumer, about $150 billion, which cannot go into buying things in the American economy. The money's going to go out to others who we buy 65% of our oil from. And so that's going to be a drag in the economy. So my figures might have to be adjusted back to 1.25 to 1.5 or 1.75%, somewhere in that vicinity. And that's not very good. That means if we have the persistence of higher oil prices in particular, and I didn't even mention higher food prices, which I think we're going to have much higher food prices going up for the next 1 to 2 years, then the economy is not going to grow as well. The figures might even be lower. And we have some unknowns out there. So I think that the American economy is going to flounder. Last May in this program, I said we're going to have QE2 and QE3 and maybe more. And I think QE3 is going to be on people's lips in Washington and Wall Street, probably starting in July or August, like it did last year, and I think we're going to get it. And the reason why is because of the relative failure of the economy, because of perhaps outside influences, such as higher prices in petroleum products and food, and they'll be justified in doing it. At least the public will think that they are, when in fact they really aren't, but that's another whole area to get into. And so in order to keep the system going, they got to keep interest rates where they are officially. And they have to have QE3. And they're also going to have to deal with the domestic problem of the municipalities and the states. I mean, in California, Jerry Brown went to his fellow Democrats and said, well, let's clean this mess up. And he said no. So, and now he's going to have to take unilateral action. This is the kind of thing that people in government are running into. And you see it in Wisconsin and Indiana and Ohio, and you'll see more of it. People don't want to give anything up, but the bills have to be paid, and something's got to be done. And so you have this internal problem, and it's going to lean toward layoffs. And that means that employment can't really get a whole lot better, if at all. So you may have a sideways movement in the economy, but it may be what they used to call profitless prosperity. And that's where I think the economy is leading. And we're going to have real inflation this year, especially the second half of the year.
Well, we're already seeing that, and you'd forecasted that years ago. You called 2011 is when we'd really see it ramp up. But, I mean, where does this lead?
Well, it could lead to hyperinflation, because I'm looking for an increase of 7%, from 7% where we're at in real inflation right now, and that's a middling figure from private economists. Some of them are, like John Williams, has got two figures. One is 5.75, the other is 9.25. And we're going to 14% this year. And if they have QE3 and the same thing that they've been doing before, you're not going to have hardly any growth at all. And at the same time, you're going to have stagflation, which is stagnation with inflation. And what will it be? Could be 20%, could be 25%. We don't know until we get there.
Now, I want to get into Lindsey Williams and his predictions, not even predictions, what Ken Fromm told him and then what the other living former oil CEO told him earlier this week. He broke that news here. He did say 4 months ago in October, look for the Middle East to be destabilized and blow up. Look for oil prices to go to $150, $200 a barrel within 6 months to a year. Basically look for the death of the dollar at the end of 2012 is what his sources told him. Doesn't mean his sources are omnipresent and have all the answers just because they're in higher globalist circles. What's your view on the statements he made?
Well, I think that it's possible, particularly if we have a war with Iran. I mean, it's a given. We don't know what's going to happen in between, like the Russians and Lindsey say, well, we're going to have continual boiling social and political problems, maybe even military problems in the Middle East for some time to come. I don't know that that is going to continue that badly. I mean, these people, they want to eat. They're not generally interested in warfare. And so I would think they'll all try to get their acts together and to varying degrees. 6 months to a year, things could calm down, which leaves one to believe, if I'm right, maybe this coming summer might be the time the United States decides that they want to curtail what Iran's doing. I always, in the back of my mind, think of what's happened in the past. And every time governments get in trouble, they have a war. And that's how I was able to predict something like 9/11 and the invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan. And there's a good chance that finally, after everybody's been talking about it for a long time, we may have the United States go into Iran. And that certainly could make oil go to $120, $150, maybe even $200 a barrel. We don't know. The possibility exists. It could be a very volatile region, because the United States wants it to be. And how about all the countries that are trying to change government? We don't know how long it will take. And so there's big question marks there. But the possibility of higher oil prices are very good. The probability, we can't say yet.
I want to shift gears now specifically into gold and silver. I mean, if you look at the 10-year graph, it's only going straight up. In fact, let's put the 11 or 10-year graph up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Radio listeners, just search the term 10-year, or now it's an 11-year gold graph, and it's going straight up. But on the way up, there's little dips. And the general public's been put in this weekly or monthly view that every time gold or silver drops a little before racing back up, always getting new heights, they're saying it's over for gold and silver. But then you look at all the fundamentals, gold and silver should only go up with global currency devaluations led by the dollar. And, you know, now we've seen a giant explosion. You can give us the actual numbers in the last, week or two in gold and silver. And all the other major commodities, rocketing, oil, grain, you name it. But, you know, the globalists are hoarding gold, but they sell the public on, I mean, every time gold goes down $20 or something, or silver $2, I get emails saying, see, you've been wrong. And I'm like, I've been wrong for 11 years. Silver was $5. Gold was $260 when I started recommending it. And I mean, it's like you're right, and then you're wrong because you're right. Because I guess people don't want to admit they were wrong to not buy gold and silver, Bob.
You capitalized it. And, you know, I've been doing the gold and silver genre for over 50 years. And as you pointed out earlier, I was the top stockbroker in gold and silver shares for 28 years. almost 29 years. And bull markets always climb a wall of worry. And anybody can have their own opinion, and that's okay, whether it's on the street corner talking to somebody or on a program on radio. But there's very few people who come on who are real professionals in this field, and I am. And I know, and I knew in 2000 where this was headed. And the subscribers of the Forecaster have been long gold and silver since silver was $380 and gold was $252 an ounce. And they've kept their assets together. They've been protected. And they've probably, some of them, made enormous amounts of money already. And I get people out of the real estate market as well. I got them out of the stock market twice before they went down precipitously.
And that's why the globalists have persecuted you.
Well, they've been persecuting me since 1967. You get used to it. But and I don't worry about that because I'm too old to worry about it.
Well, Bob, where do you see gold and silver going? Because I want to bring Ted Anderson in right now. Ted, 30-plus years in gold and silver business. Ted, where do you see it going?
Well, I can tell you right now, I'm watching this market. I mean, we're looking right now at a high of $33.23 an ounce today in silver, $14,1280 in gold. The market is hot. Alex, I'm looking at the gas prices here in Minnesota. Now we're at about $3.32 per gallon. I mean, come on. It's just, you know, then you have this Middle East thing cracking down like it is. I mean, I would not be surprised to see gold over $1,600 an ounce, and it certainly wouldn't surprise me to see silver over $40 an ounce. I mean, it wouldn't take but just a little bit of a week-long movement to look at $39 an ounce silver. It's just that's the way it is now. I mean, it's building momentum, and yes, indeed, there's a lot of pressure from, you know, the powers above government that are trying to suppress the prices because their game is to keep people in paper money. They want to support this thing. But it's like holding a beach ball underwater. Eventually, it gets out of their hands, and it comes popping up even further. And that's what's going on. The value of the dollar is falling. The value of silver and gold is rising. I mean, the people, I'm just excited to no end that we have sold as many of your videos with the silver dollar deal that we have. I mean, it's just, you know, that's getting the information in the people's hands. It's also getting silver dollars in the people's hands.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, support the network, support Midas that's just, you know, sister to it. But quite frankly, Ted, I know that you're actually losing money on this silver deal, and this was the deal you came up with. But, I mean, when I say on air that Ted does this as a loss leader so that you'll get introduced to silver and gold, you get three silver dollars for $97, and that's basically at spot or even below it, correct me if I'm wrong, and then you get free shipping, a $6 or $7 value, I guess after handling it's about a $10 value, and then three of my films, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, three separate DVDs, you know, cover case, everything, that's over a $70 value free, and getting a smoking deal on silver coins. What type of silver coins are they, Ted?
Well, these are the old silver dollars that were commissioned by the United States government back in 1776 to be used as money here in the United States. It's the last issue. They call it the peace dollar series, which came out right after World War I to commemorate the end of all wars and to have the peace time. Obviously a big joke, but nonetheless, this is constitutional money. These are the real silver dollars that were used here in the United States for money.
Yeah, so they, correct me if I'm wrong, they do, you wouldn't call them fully numismatic, but don't they have a collector value?
They sure do.
Okay, so that's even better. Bob Chapman, let me just ask you, how good of a deal is that Ted just offered?
It's excellent. It's very good. And it's one of the ways to invest in silver. And everybody out there knows what a silver dollar is. And so if someday you have to spend it rather than turn it into a dealer and get cash for it to go buy something, if you're forced to use it for barter, everybody knows what it is. And the same thing is true with the pre-64, 90% dimes, quarters, and halves. Same situation. Everybody knows what they are.
And let's give folks the numbers. Gold is up $6.90, $1,409.00. Where's silver today?
Silver right now, presently, just let me look at it real quick here, $33.22. Seen a high today of $33.23.
So more than $99 for you to buy those coins at spot, and you can't do that pretty much anywhere. Ted bought these when they were a little bit lower. That's how he can give you this deal. But is there any profit? In fact, Ted, there's no profit in this deal for you, is
there?
No,
we're losing money. As a matter of fact, my traders are telling me that I'm nuts. I'm going to just carry this deal through Monday. If I still have silver at $33 plus an ounce, I'm not going to be able
it's
to...
It's over. All right, folks, and they'll be there all weekend. Here's the number, 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. And tell them it's the Alex Jones and Anderson radio special, or you will pay more, and that's still a great price. If you want the 3 silver dollars, the 3 films, and the free shipping, they've got a bunch of other radio specials on all sorts of gold coins, buffaloes, American eagles, francs, sovereigns. They got a whole list of the radio specials. Ask them for that, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. MidasResources.com. We'll be right back with some final points with Bob Chapman. Thank you, Ted.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityTy Diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed from AffinityDiet.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich.
We'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Lord willing, on Monday as well. I've got a bunch of national media wanting to fly me out to different events to be in studio. I don't normally do that. Some of these shows are so big, though, they don't have satellite interviews. There are only a few of them. Probably put your minds together and figure that out. I don't even want to do it. But I'll probably end up doing it because I like to step up to the plate, just like Bob Chapman's done for 45 years fighting the New World Order. Bob, in summation, how do you think things are going for the globalists these days?
Well, I think it's mixed. I think that things have happened in the Middle East that they didn't want to happen, but that goes with the territory.
But there's evidence of them triggering a lot of it. I mean, you really don't think
they're
involved?
No, that's the initial take that I had on the whole thing. And Webster Tarpley, as far as I know, is the only other one who took it almost exactly the same way I did, a distraction from the financial and economic problems in Europe and the United States, and then getting rid of Mubarak, who did not want the United States to invade Iran, and then the social political problems that went on, and to get thrown in there, a contract CIA employee killed a few people in Pakistan, and they pulled him out of there, and that didn't go down well with anybody, and so that certainly has hurt their ambitions. I think it's a mixed bag, and they're going to have to take a while to put it back together again. And that's why we're going to have social and political changes and turmoil, if you may. I think the Gaddafi thing will end rather quickly. They just keep on doing what they're doing there because he's going to lose. As far as the world economy, I think I covered that with the United States and the rest of the world. In varying degrees is going to follow. To quote Ted Anderson, 1600, I'm looking for 1650, intermediate weeks, days, months. And I think we got a shot at 2000, maybe even 2400, before the year is out. And, that means that the coins and the bars and the shares are all going to move up. And people should be in there. If you're not, you're foolish. Of course, you got to have your food and your filter and your methods of defending your family in first. But after that, you go for the coins and upward. And so that's generally where I see things going. Again, it's hard to put a timeline on the price of oil and what's going to happen in the Middle East.
But bottom line, we can feel the acceleration down the hill sliding into all of the bad fruits of globalism. We're now experiencing NAFTA and GATT and the North American Union and imperialism and neocolonialism of the bankers trying to diminish and destroy the nation state and basically tie us all to the giant derivatives debts they've created as their slaves. And it's either us or the bankers. It's either us or the New World Order.
I said that 51 years ago, and I'll say it again today. You're absolutely correct. They're well on their way to trying to accomplish what they want. And we're well on our way to stopping them. And I promise you, we will stop them, no matter what the price.
Absolutely.
Because there's so many people in the world who know what's going on now.
Bob, we're out of time. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Thank you all for listening.
You bet. There'll be updates on everything happening in the world and the whole Charlie Sheen situation at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and back this Sunday live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.